just a little bit sink, but oh well. Father, thank you for this day. Holy Spirit, guide me as I read in the name of Jesus. To my Father belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, honor, riches, majesty, and might. Holy Spirit, guide me as I read in the name of Jesus. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Raise a hallelujah. Death is defeated. Wait a temporary 60 seconds. Pause and calmly think of that. Since you can render sacred service to everything else, we all fall short of the glory of God. Don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. I'm not flawless, I fall every day. And the Lord is the lifter of my head. He picks me up when I'm stuck down on the ground, bummer. Lord, thank you for loving us, man, for loving us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. But even when I don't want to exist no more, you remind me that I shall live and not die and declare your wonderful, the wonderful works of your mighty hand. It's all Jesus, the beloved. The Lord is our inheritance. In the name of Jesus, that's why I plead. I thank you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, knowledge. Father, I'm seeking the kingdom and your righteousness. I'm asking for knowledge to utilize the keys Jesus gave us. Holy Spirit, flow. Guide me as I speak. Guide me as I read your word. Man, interpret the scriptures, reveal Jesus. I'm pleading. Father, with shameless persistence, help me manage this magnificent, abundant inheritance, the gift of knowing you and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, present, Gentiles. Today is the day of salvation. Meet your maker now. He wants to know you for eternity, so shut it down. Be still and know that I am Lord, he says. Don't be like the horse or mule. I confess, Father, that I'm a jackass. I'm sorry. I'm ignorant, Father. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. Thank you, Father, for your loving correction, for that your rod and your staff to comfort and lovingly correct me. Man, thank you for your rod and staff that lovingly corrects me and helps me set my mind in line with your word, because thoughts left unchecked lead to sinful deeds. Holy Spirit, please counsel me. The Lord is my advocate. Jesus, please our cause. Now you know you have one. In the name of Jesus, kingdom, military, Father, send legions of angels out to protect your seed. Bless everyone that hears this and protect it, because the devil comes himself to snatch that seed away. Amen, hallelujah, highest praise to the King Almighty, my Abba, my Father. Thank you, Father, for the fact that you are in control and that all things are working together for good, for your name's sake. The pain ain't pointless, it's all for a purpose. So, Holy Spirit, Father, give us discernment. Give us knowledge, understanding, and wisdom of your kingdom and righteousness. It's all Jesus. The battle is the Lord's. The Father's grace, the beloved Son, our inheritance. We've been made righteous in the Father's sight. We have a legal right standing in the Father's sight because of what Jesus Christ did for us in this property defined as time, this physical realm we dwell in for this moment. Man, Holy Spirit, Father, help us truly live and not just exist. In the name of Jesus, cause the enemy comes sideways or straight up in your face, trying to divert your attention from the Almighty. my father, the word of God. He's trying to get you focused on, fully focused on the flesh, tripping on unnecessary drama, caught up. Lord, thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus, I'm not even going to say where I'm reading. This is the scripture. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My God is greater. My God is stronger. My God is higher than any other. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any double-edged weapon. That's our rhema. It's all Jesus. Remember, the battle is the Lord's. Let's take up our whole armor. Put on your king, because he fought for us, entering this physical realm. And he fulfilled his blood covenant himself. And the Father said, what? This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will teach you about me. So Holy Spirit, interpret the scriptures. Reveal Jesus. Give us eyes to see what you want us to see. Help us to speak what you want us to speak. Help us to hear what you want us to hear. Help us to move how you want us to move. Help us to desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow. Amen. Help us to mature and know and understand who our inheritance, who we are as children. And help us to be fully confident and with joyful expectation in our Father, regardless of the, you know, up on the, man, down in the valley or up on the mountaintop. Amen. Can somebody come into agreement? Preach, Holy Spirit, preach. I can't say this myself. Who is less than the least, the wretched man that I am, belligerent, inconsiderate, psychopathic, ignorant, heathen. Hear ye, fellow heathens, come with me boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, which is consistently the Lord. Amen. And while they were eating, Jesus having taken bread. This is digital communion. Partake if you wanna. If not, it's a command. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. And Jesus is his body. Man, our King's body was broken in order for us to be brought back to our original state. By the covenant of grace, man, in his precious blood, our Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus, having taken bread and having asked the blessing, broke it, and having given it to the disciples, he said, take at once, eat at once. This is my body, the bread. And having taken a cup and having offered thanks for it, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the testament, which in behalf of many is being poured out for the putting away of sins. And I am saying to you, I will positively not from now on drink of this product of the vine until the day when I drink it new in quality with you in the kingdom of my Father. And after they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Holy Spirit, teach us about the unspeakable agony Jesus went through. So he told him to pray, okay? But I'm reading highlighted and underlined verses. The disciples couldn't even stay awake and pray. So Jesus goes and prays. This is before he's going to the cross, before he gets arrested. And while he broke bread with them, Judas, Satan entered the room. They could not see. They didn't know that Satan entered the room, and he told Judas to go do what he had to do, because Satan entered him. So this is Jesus praying now. He says, and Jesus began to be affected with grief and to be distressed. Then he says to them, my soul is encircled and overwhelmed with grief, so much that I am very close to dying. Remain here and be watching with me. And having gone forward a little, he fell upon his face, praying and saying, my Father, possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I desire, but as you desire. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for entering in, for suffering for us. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting the cup. Thank you, Jesus, for forfeiting the fellowship of your Father. Just so we could be, so we could have fellowship again and be brought back to our original state of grace. In the Father's presence, the burning fire, the furnace, my Father, he is my Father. I am the clay, he is my potter. I am the work of his hands. Marvelous. Don't get caught up in the drama, gossiping like Satan, who approaches the throne consistently, the accuser, and accuses us, but we have an advocate that pleads our cause, and we've been, man, the Father loved us so much that we've been counted crucified, buried, and raised with Jesus. The question is, are we gonna reign? Are we gonna rest eternally, intimately, graciously nourished, or not? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It's all Jesus, our whole armor. Matter of fact, let's take it up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for providing our whole armor. Jesus is our belt of truth, our breastplate of righteousness, our helmet of salvation, our shield of faith, our Jesus Day, the gospel of peace, the firm foundation, the gospel of peace. And that's the fact that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures, because God is faithful. Ooh. Rhema, the sword of the Spirit. Speak it like commanded. Joshua 1:8, you read it. Thank you. So, do we have our armor on? I don't know. It's all Jesus. I put on my king, my righteousness, my breastplate. It covers my heart, my belt of truth to gird my loins. So why don't... All right. Thank you, Jesus. My belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, shield of faith, the gospel of peace to cover my feet, the sword of the Spirit, rhema, the word of God. It's all Jesus. The word of God is living and powerful. Jesus is and sharper than any double-edged weapon, piercing to the division of body and body, soul, and spirit, and he's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. Because my God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Woo. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed by faith today. I break this bread. This is digit of communion. It's up to you to partake. It's up to you to feed your spirit. Work out your own salvation, but remember that he who began a good work in you will bring it to a successful conclusion right up to the day of Christ Jesus. The present death cause is now. It's now. Amen. My Father in heaven. Holy Spirit, flow. Let him know. Thank you. Oh, and Jesus said, be endeavoring with a strenuous zeal to enter through the narrow door. Because many, I am saying to you, will seek to enter and will be able from the time when the master of the house arises and slams the door fast, and you begin to have taken your stand outside and to be knocking at the door saying, Lord, open to us at once. And answering, he will say to you, I do not know you. Nor from where you are. I don't know where you're from. Bible thump upside your head. Ooh, Lord, help me. I need it's all Jesus. Man, my God is greater. My God is stronger. My God is higher than any other. Ooh, thank you. Man, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much, Father. Okay.
Lord.
Amen, ma. Amen. Thank you, Father. I need you now more than ever. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, interpret the scripture, strengthen our relationship with you, Jesus. Permit a momentary glimpse of the invisible kingdom, militaries, and legions of angels to protect your children and anyone the devil's attempting to bleed dry by sacrifice. Bless this recording, protect your seed, and all who hear it, past, present, and future, because there's no distance in the spirit. Read 2 Kings 6. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. Amen. Like a child tearing wrapping paper back, I imagine the spiritual veil over this room torn and lifted, exposing the dead. The devils and demons and the enemy at work, the fallen angels fighting against the kingdom of heaven, relentless and condemned, chanting spells and curses, forming signs and symbols to symbol lead to summon legions of demons eager to steal all peace, kill us physically and destroy the soul, and choke the seed of the kingdom. James 2:19, read it. Be not deceived. Our imperfection is the first thing the Father desires to clarify for us. We're legally condemned to the cursed, weak and beggarly elements in the midst of a crooked and we're cursed. We're legally bound to the cursed, weak and beggarly elements in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. That always plays the victim role on the stage of life, rehearsing scripts of demonic doctrines, caught up, weighed down by rotten fruit of idol worship. Sacred service comes in many forms, like church, prison, addiction, selfish ambitions, and depression. Someone you love, hate, bitterness, anger, rage, social media. Be not deceived. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life will have you down to the gates of self. Upon that plane of exalted flesh that presents less and less than expected, spiritual postures depleted, leaning over a fiend of satanic rituals, consciously or programmed, repetitive, wicked and lazy servants, exercising free willful ignorance, detached from God, lost without hope, mind, will, and emotions controlling existence, living soulless. Meet your maker now, be not deceived. We must give account to the King. It's all Jesus. The life is in His blood. Stipulations of the covenant. Stipulations of the covenant of grace, contingent upon the children observing and making the beloved an obligation, as we overcome the Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, molded expressions. Molded expressions of the Father's grace that, thank you, Father, for this day. Molded expressions of the Father's grace that develops His distinguishing quality of character. What can the clay say to the potter? We are the work of His hands. The Father is watching you because He loves you so much. He can't take His eyes off you. He knows your hearts. He knows your thoughts. He wants to shower you with blessings and overwhelming reckless love. He wants a relationship with you now. In the name of Jesus, He knows each one of us intimately. Acquainted with our shame, the lust of the flesh, our guilt, the lust of the eyes, our pain and pride that presents less and less than expected. Momentary pleasures take us down to the gates of hell upon that plane of exalted flesh. defenseless character, inadequate with no vision or purpose, intentions negative, destined for glory, in desperate need of help. Every attempt to better self exposes the vain insufficient creation that's nothing but nothing in and of itself. Thank you, Father. I'm calling upon you, the Holy Spirit within, crying out, Abba. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your love, divine in essence, and self-sacrificial in nature. Lord of heaven and earth, I demand your supernatural intervention right now. I need you more than, I need you more than ever. I give you thanks, Father, for doing super abundantly far over and above all that I dare ask or think or even can consider. Infinitely beyond my highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. According to the power of your spirit operative with, within this, within. To the Father belong the kingdom, the to the Father belong the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus into all the generations of the ages of ages. Amen. Line up online. Let it be unto me according to your word, precept upon precept, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You shall know the truth. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. And we overcome Satan by the life and the blood of our Passover lamb and the word of our testimony. Stipulations of the grace covenant, contingent upon the children's observing and understanding the beloved, our sufficiency and source of everything that we need. The chief shepherd lovingly corrects his children, purging conflicts of character found in his temples, daily defiled, crushed by the almighty hands molding his work. Be not deceived. Be confident that he who began a good work in you will bring it to a successful conclusion. Jesus said, it is finished, paid in full, to Tetelestai. Isaiah 55:11, mission accomplished. Jesus did not return to the Father empty. Our inheritance, the Lord is our inheritance. My Redeemer lives. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bare. Thank you, Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. Thank you, Jesus, for being wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Hold up. Wait a mediocre minute. Wait a temporary 60 seconds. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Man, my God is great. Holy Spirit, blow. Let him know. Thank you for loving us. Ooh. Holy Spirit, flow, let him know. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, once again for loving me and showing yourself mighty, giving the evidence of your presence in my life. And just like you did with Jesus, expressing yourself, giving the manifested character. Don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. I'm a heathen saved by grace in the name of Jesus. Grace, the Father's grace that's sufficient for me, for the world. You better recognize. Thank you, Father. I'm calling upon you, the Holy Spirit within, crying now, Abba. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your love, divine in essence, and self-sacrificial in nature. Thank you for loving us. Thank you. Thank you for that. To you belong the glory. Listen to this. Father, to you belong in the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. That means we have an obligation. We have he's our sufficiency, right? Wrong. So, thank you, Father. for doing super rub on then leave all over and above. All that I can even dare ask or think or even consider, infinitely beyond my highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams, according to the power of your spirit operative within. Man, to you, Father, belong the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. Woo. Into all the generations of the ages of ages, amen. Do you come into agreement? Line upon line, let it be unto me according to your word, precept upon precept, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You want everything lit up at once, but it's step by step. You shall know the truth. And Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. And we overcome Satan by the blood of, by the life and the blood of the of our man, of our Passover lamb, and the word of our testimony. Stipulations of the covenant of grace, contingent upon the children's of observation and understanding of the beloved, our sufficiency and the source of everything that we need, the chief shepherd. You hear that, my natives? Lovingly corrects his children, purging. He purges conflicts of character found in these temples, daily defiled, crushed by the almighty hands, molding his work. Be not deceived. Be confident that he who began a good work in you will bring it to a successful conclusion right up to the day of Christ Jesus. And Jesus said, it is finished, paid in full, tetelestai. Isaiah 55:11, mission accomplished. Jesus did not return to the Father empty. Our inheritance, the Lord is our inheritance. My Redeemer lives. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes and bruises we are healed. The Lord is our healer. Speak it like commanded. Dagnabbit, Joshua 1:8. Read it. Speak it. Take up your rhema. Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus we are healed and gifted. Legal right standing back to our original state. Undeserved forgiveness, justified, sanctified, permitted access, given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, unmerited free favor, unsearchable riches. Come, fellow heathens, come with me boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. It's all Jesus. The Lord is our inheritance. Magnificent, burning fire, red furnace, purging his temples, turned into dens of thieves daily. The consuming fire, the Holy Spirit, who has been caused to make his permanent dwelling place within us, has a passionate desire to control us to the point of envy of any control indwelling sin may have over us. Our God is jealous. My Father is jealous. If we hurt, we grieve the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I'm sorry. Father, I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm sorry for grieving you, for being willfully ignorant. In the name of Jesus, my God is greater, my God is stronger. That's why I plead with shameless persistence. Holy Spirit, help me set my mind in line with the word of God and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Cause thoughts left unchecked lead to sinful deeds, dirty deeds, dirty deeds. Lord, thank you for loving me so much. This dirty, filthy heathen, done dirt cheap. This darn filthy McNasty, you created me from the dirt. You breathed your breath of life in me. Call me God turd. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to make the necessary changes in our lives to permit the wise use of the remainder of our time here each day to find our purpose and use our potential to accomplish it. Strengthen us to consciously refuse to allow procrastination, discouragement, frustration, addiction, hate, rage, or any social media or any other enemies of our potentials to induce us to even waste one more day. Cause every decision we make as a sentence to our life story. Stabilize your hearts, because the coming of the Lord is drawn near and is imminent. Stop complaining about one another in order that you may not be judged. Consider this. The judge has taken his stand before the doors. turbulent manifestations of the kingdom of Satan and every work of his evil and immoral agents who possess power and knowledge beyond our own, but are neither omnipotent nor omniscient. Some resolve to exhibit their powers in public to reel in those seeking to surrender their bodies from temple to tomb, where demons extract life, consuming the soul with counteracting influences to impair the purity of the word. Fault rests with the fallen and corrupt nature of man, which so affects him that he cannot clearly discern the truth, even when it's set right before his eyes. Kingdom military, Father, in the name of Jesus, send legions to protect your children and the seed of your kingdom. Crush the works of the enemy coming against us and anyone the devil's attempting to bleed dry by sacrifice. Cause the life is in the blood of my Passover lamb. The chief shepherd was led as a sheep to the slaughter. Kingdom provision, death is defeated. Royal position, the king is alive, and we overcome Satan by the blood of the lamb and the word of our testimony. Proverbs 18:1, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Matthew 12:36-37, Jesus says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Be not deceived, and by yourself especially, be not deceived. By someone you love, be not deceived. By a devil, a demon, be not deceived. By an angel or that comes to infiltrate and twist the scriptures, be not deceived. By religious deeds, good or evil, be not deceived. By a fast-talking, credential-toting individual, be not deceived. Suckered and swindled by anyone perverting the word, be not deceived. What can the clay say to the potter? Be not deceived. Who told you you were naked? The devil is a liar. The Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him, the way, the truth, the life, who was judged guilty for all, cursed and condemned to perish, and went to hell and snatched the keys of hell and death from the accuser. Our advocate pleads our cause. Death is defeated. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Tetalestai. Paid in full. It is finished. Mission accomplished. Read Isaiah 55:11. Hebrews 4:12. Hold up. Wait a minute. Pause and calmly think of that. To everything else. Dunamis. Lord, thank you. Glorify your name by the operative energy of the kingdom within this former tomb. Sanctify, wash clean, and made your temple with vessels of treasure justified. Undeserved forgiveness, redemption made evident, salvation incomprehensible to these mortal forms that grow weak and weary. Creation cursed and made beggarly, elements crooked and perverse, generation haughty and chained to ignorant mindset, intentions mediocre and selfish. In the name of Jesus, I'm calling upon you. I demand your supernatural intervention. Thank you for hearing the petitions of your child, righteous in Christ Jesus, legally permitted to stand in your presence, guiltless, begging for help, seeking your kingdom knowledge, asking for understanding of my rights as your child, knocking for knowledge, asking, knocking for wisdom, discernment, and revelation to rest eternally, intimately, graciously nourished. The Lord is my inheritance, deck toss. Today is the day of salvation. Receive it, Romans 5:17. Read it, speak it like commanded. Joshua 1:8. Hold up, death is defeated. Wait a mediocre minute. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. My Redeemer lives, the King is alive. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. 1 John 1:9, Father, I admit that I willfully disregarded your will, and I ask, Holy Spirit, help me repent. I give you thanks, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Thank you for being faithful and just to forgive me for my sins, for missing the mark of reigning. Thank you for the justification by full assurance in the heart, through given rights acquired, Christ edified, line upon line. Faithful. Thank you for the undeserved forgiveness, precept upon precept. Thank you for being faithful, fulfilling the terms of your blood covenant yourself. Psalm 34, read it. Psalm 37, verses 3 through 8. It's all Jesus. Look at verse 11. Holy Spirit, help us manage the abundant, magnificent, and abundant inheritance, divine life present, knowing you, the one and only true God, my Father, and Jesus Christ, and you have sent the manifested expression of the Father gifted eternal life. Meet your maker now. We're in the last days. No one's changing. Get acquainted with the scriptures. We're in the last age of deceit. The last pages of scripture fulfilled, being fulfilled worldwide. Open your eyes. Time's up. Don't perish without the... Don't perish without receiving the beloved Jesus. Thank you for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed by faith. Today I break this bread. I believe, therefore I speak. Let it be unto me according to the living word of God, powerful and sharper than any double-edged weapon, piercing to the division of body, soul, and spirit. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus discerns the thoughts and intents of our hearts. Nothing can stop the glory of God. Christ in us, our inheritance. Can someone come into agreement? Hear ye, fellow heathen. My daddy's word is law. Hear ye, fellow heathen. My daddy's word is law. Fully authoritative. Slow down for a temporary 60 seconds. The Bible is a love letter. Death is defeated. The word of God is eternal and universally binding. The King is alive, relevant, teaches, and affirms the Father's character. Hold up, wait a mediocre minute. God declared war on the devil and his kingdom of fallen angels and demons, and our warfare is not with other human beings. The enemy attempts to defeat us with strategy and deceit through well-laid plans and deliberate deceptions. The devil is a liar, bombarding our minds with cleverly devised suspicious doubts and fears to make sure we stay insecure. No, negative. That's a negative. My God is greater. My God is stronger. Okay. Hold up, wait a temporary 60 seconds once again. You are a precious purchase. Death is defeated. We have an advocate with the Father. The King is alive. The accuser comes to the throne, slandering each soul created in the image and likeness of the Almighty. Let me put some scripture in it. Jesus, please, our cause. The Lord rebuked the fallen angel and all the demons in his kingdom. Hebrews 4:16, throne of grace, throne of the majesty in the heavens, 8:1. Hebrews 12:2, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Revelation 22:1, rivers of water proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Revelation 22:3, no more curse. Go back to Job in chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. No longer bound, no more chains to hold us down. Thank you, Father, I'm free. Thank you, I'm free. Thank the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound, no more chains to hold us down. To be drugged through the weak and beggarly elements, crooked and corrupt, perverse. Raise a hallelujah in the presence of the enemy. Raise a hallelujah for the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of the Lord of heaven and earth. Raise a hallelujah, for his mercy endures forever. Raise a hallelujah, I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody of rhema. Raise a hallelujah, I raise a hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Raise a hallelujah, my God reigns, my God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Raise a hallelujah, the Lord is my healer, by the stripes of Jesus we've been healed. Raise a hallelujah, thank you Father that it is not by might nor by power but by your spirit. Raise a hallelujah, thank you for always welcoming me with open arms. Raise a hallelujah, thank you for loving us so much that you gave manifested expressions of yourself. Man, thank you so much. Raise a hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you gave the manifested expression of yourself, displaying the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Raise a hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for that the battle is yours. Raise a hallelujah. Hebrews 11:1, read it. matter of fact, let me speak it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now what is not a faith is sin. Remember that we all fall short of the glory of God. Thank you, Father, that all we have to do is believe with full assurance in the heart. Raise up, hallelujah. Hold up, wait a temporary 60 seconds. Today with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is as a day. Raise a hallelujah. Wait a mediocre minute. Death is defeated. Raise a hallelujah. Receive the gift of eternal life. Raise a hallelujah. The King is alive, present, and raise a hallelujah. The King is alive, present, and on record. Jesus the living. Ooh, Jesus the living. Redeemer, he lives and is powerful. Meet your maker now. Don't wait, because you're going to have to give account to the King, because he's sin. He is living and powerful, sharper than any double-edged weapon, piercing through the division of body, soul, and spirit, and discerns the thoughts and intents of your heart. Praise a hallelujah. What is not a faith is sin. Let me put some scripture in it. It's all Jesus. Romans 5:17. Read it. Receive. Raise a hallelujah. Reign. Rest eternally, intimately, graciously nourished by the living and by the loving embrace. My God is one. There is no other. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Raise a hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith, today I break this bread. Thank you for your thank you for fulfilling the terms and conditions of the blood covenant, accepting our punishment upon yourself. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Thank you once again, Jesus. Thank you. My God is one, there is no other. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, raise a hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken for us. Thank you for fulfilling the terms and conditions of the blood covenant, accepting our punishment upon yourself. That's all Jesus. So thank you for the perfect work of patience provided. Lord, thank you for the perfect work of patience produced by the turbulent chest. My potter crushes this clay, forming a vessel of treasure. Cleansing in his temple, forming vessels of treasure. My potter crushes this clay in order to, so I can die empty. Coming kingdom wealth, we're in the last days and no one's changing. I'm praying, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, teach us to manage our blessings. Cause it's hard to count it all joy whenever we fall into the midst of trials that surround us. Knowing that the approving of our faith is being put to the test for the purpose of being approved, producing patience that bears up and doesn't lose heart or courage under trials. Remind us to search the scriptures and feed. Holy Spirit, help us. Holy Spirit, help us grow. Help us drink the living water. Reflecting on the washing, regenerating power of the word, your mirror that gives these blind, bound slaves freedom and sight from being tricked and deceived by the plotting and schemes, by the plots and schemes of the kingdom of darkness that wants to keep people sleeping and dreaming, programmed by the worldwide wicked technology, telling us a vision of the script, the death, making that wanting to make homes for these demons, given permission to reside in tombs of flesh, reaping the rotten, corrupt fruit of the sinister seed sown by the zombie farmer. You reap what you sow. Harvest. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect, I'm not flawless. My Father left the 99 just for me, who is less than the least of all. Oh, wretched man that I am, and given a free will to choose life or death, truly live or just exist and add value to what's been given, and leave this world empty. Having fought the good fight of faith, my Creator's grace is sufficient for me. Jesus, the Father's Son, is sufficient for me, cause His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Father, I'm pleading with shameless persistence. Help me manage this magnificent inheritance, kingdom military. In the name of Jesus, send legions of angels out to protect the seed of the kingdom. This recording, royal DNA by the supernatural intervention of my Creator. then ooh, don't be like the horse or mule, which require bit and bridle lest they come near you. Don't be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouths must be held in and harnessed to keep it under control, or they won't come and stay near you. Jesus, I love you more than my own heart's desire. Just like Peter, when you told him he'd deny you 3 times. Because you don't hide nothing. All things are naked and exposed. Father, I come, man, I plead in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, interpret the scriptures, reveal Jesus. Can someone come into agreement? Father, thank you for hearing and answering.